Your Central Minnesota Farm Report here on Chasm Radio, brought to you by Midsoda Trailer Sales and Service in Avon. This week, we check in with Golden Harvest Agronomy Manager Steve Wilkins.
So I work for Syngenta and the Golden Harvest Seed brand as an agronomy manager. I cover primarily the central and the eastern Corn Belt. I've been at that for a couple of years, so I see a lot of the crop across the Midwest every year. I think something about 60 to 65% of the corn and the soybean acres grown in the Midwest, I get my eyes and ears on every year. So a lot of travel, but I really enjoy it. It's a good opportunity to get out and work with some of the best and top producers here across the Midwest.
Wilkins talks about what he has seen and heard so far during this 2022 harvest season.
So harvest this year is very very regional as far as performance goes. We've got some pockets that are experiencing record performance, and that's really, really good for those growers. But we have the haves and the have-nots. There are certainly areas that are struggling and have struggled with some pretty inclement weather this year. So the amount of variability that we're experiencing here in 2022 seems to be magnified over what we've experienced years past. So, you know, I can talk to one grower who got a couple of extra rains or maybe did a few different management practices, and they're very, very pleased. And you can go down the road a little ways, and you can have a very different experience talking to a grower who might even be planting the same hybrid on the same type of soil. So management's showing up very large this year, and so are some of those meaningful rains if you did or didn't get them in the month of August.
I mentioned, Wilkins, if there is a common theme this year, it has to be dry conditions all around the U.S.
Yes, certainly the far eastern Corn Belt, so let's talk the Great Lakes region into Ohio. They had an abundance of rain, and they're showing a pretty good crop in most of those areas. But as you move central and certainly west into the Corn Belt and the rain diminished, there's some troubles with yield. Definitely the performance might exceed a grower's expectation, but we've got a level set there. Grower expectations is very far off of what we experienced with high-performing years prior.
Steve Wilkins with Golden Harvest joining us here on Chasm Radio. And one of the main reasons we're talking to Steve is to talk about tar spot, a relatively new disease, and he talks about how prevalent it has been.
Tar spot, relatively speaking, is newer. It's been around in the Great Lakes region, the Corn Belt here. I'll say the general I-80 corridor in the central to eastern Corn Belt for a handful of years. You can probably go back 5 or 6 now. And it's been something growers have had to deal with. But recently, let's talk 2020, 2021, and this year, the spread of tar spot has really, really caught some people by surprise. I think what's very interesting about this particular disease is people have come to equate it with wet conditions, high relative humidity, leaf wetness, which is true, and yet we've seen this disease spread in years that have been relatively dry. You think back to last year, it was very dry in the western Corn Belt, and the disease blew across Iowa into Nebraska, into Kansas. So there's something more to be told here about not just what this disease is, but how we manage it. And I think growers are really coming to grips and an understanding of, okay, I've got this. Now what do we do about it?
Some farmers and those non-farmers, including myself, you can see tar spot visually, but what kind of impact or potential impact could it have on your yield?
The impact of tar spot to me is twofold. One, it certainly can affect the yield performance of a hybrid, and that to me is kind of predicated upon when does the disease and the infection set in. The other one, what we're seeing more of this year, is on the whole, the disease came in later in the plant life cycle. At some point in time, the plants were actually physiologically mature, so maximum yield was reached, and then the disease really set in. So it's the late season agronomics, your standability. That's a big challenge many growers are experiencing this year. So it just goes to show that if you're thinking about corn for next year, you really have to put this at the forefront of your mind, because you could have it in one instance that can really challenge the yield performance of a hybrid, or you could have it later and it could really affect your late season standability. And for some of these growers that have a lot of corn acres and have acres to cover, you do not want to have a lot of your portfolio from a corn hybrid out there that's susceptible to these late season challenges that power spots give us.
Golden Harvest Agronomy Manager Steve Wilkins joining us this morning. Now, when it comes to preventing tar spot or how to treat tar spot, he gives us a lot of different examples of how to go about it.
Absolutely. So when you're talking about tar spot, you've got a two-headed monster here. Okay, you need to look at genetics, number one, for a control factor, and then you also have to look at fungicides on the marketplace. Okay, we really want to marry those up together. There is no resistance to tar spot on the marketplace. I think growers need to understand that. The odds of you getting it are very, very high, and what you do about it is going to come down to the genetics that you pick and then the fungicides that you can apply, and we really encourage growers to look into match up both of those. Okay, I'll dig a little bit deeper into that. Genetics is key. You want plants that have good plant health, good late season intactness, you know, quality agronomics. But then you have to realize that tar spot is very aggressive. And what we've seen and observed over the years is tar spot in conjunction with another disease, let's call it gray leaf spot, northern corn leaf blight, there's a lot of them out there. When those pair up, they're amplified in how they can really negatively affect the plant's performance as far as yield goes or standability. So that's where the fungicides come in, okay? And specifically to tar spot, you really got to be careful on the fungicides that you use, because there's a handful of them out there that are premium fungicides that have really good activity on tar spot. And then there's a lot of them that have no activity on it. So you need to make sure that you're using the right one. But here's the real caveat. Even if you use the best one, you got about 20 to maybe 25 days control of tar spot before it wears itself out. And many of our grain hybrids, we're talking 60, 65, 70, maybe even 75 days of grain fill length. So you can start to see you're going to run out of gas if you just do one application. So what that means is you got to have the genetics to carry you through. And also you might want to start thinking about, would a second application make sense? And not in every case, but in some cases, it certainly does. So growers thinking about corn in 2023, I certainly think if you are growing corn in the central Corn Belt, the eastern Corn Belt, the northern Corn Belt, even into some of the western Corn Belt, tar spot's got to be in the back of your mind. And now it's got to move to the front of your mind as decision makers for the upcoming corn crop.
Now, information is key, and Steve talks about where you can go to find out more resources and information regarding tar spot.
Certainly, so there's a lot of information out there, but what I've encouraged people when you're looking at information is the industry is still learning. So talk to people, ask questions. In our case, the Golden Harvest Agronomy team is well set up and well trained to answer and to address the issues that we have on tar spot. So you can reach out to the agronomist, you can go to the company's website, goldenharvestseeds.com. There's ways to get information, but again, I just want to caution growers, this continues to be an evolving thing. We're learning more all the time, so stay abreast, stay attuned to it, because what we're talking about today, we might learn more this winter, and it might change a little bit. But again, I just want to reiterate, corn in 2023, expect tar spot and match genetics with fungicides. That is our best foot forward to help control and to monitor and hold this at bay.
Your Central Minnesota Farm Report for this morning, brought to you by Midsoda Trailer Sales and Service in Avon. A great conversation regarding tar spot with Golden Harvest Agronomy Manager Steve Wilkins here on AM 1150 KASM. Have yourself a great Saturday for Chasm Radio. I'm Farm Director Joe Gill.